The gap between your thoughts, your faith, and peace. This is number 8 in a series on resilience. If I asked you if you believed in God, you would emphatically say yes. If I asked you if you have faith in Him, you would say you do. If I asked you what you know about Him, you could likely describe something of His nature, character, and behavior. You might mention things about His power, wisdom, and love. If I asked you if you think He is good and trustworthy, you would likely say yes. Some would say, of course. But I am wondering if there is a gap between what you say you believe and how you act on that faith. If so, could you be a functional atheist? Meaning, you say you believe these things about God, but you function like you do not because, truth be told, you are a control freak, sometimes filled with anxiety, trying to manage rather than exercising your faith and praying to God. In the 6th chapter of Mark's Gospel, we read that while it was still dark, Jesus went up on the hillside to pray, saw the storm threatening the disciples on the lake, so He went to them and quieted the storm. And then this. When they, Jesus and the disciples, had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and anchored there. And when they came out of the boat, immediately the people recognized Him, ran through that whole surrounding region, and began to carry on beds those who were sick to wherever they heard He was. Wherever He entered, into villages, cities, or the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged Him that they might just touch the hem of His garment. And as many as touched Him were made well. Mark chapter 6, verses 53-56. Here's what strikes me from this simple account. Jesus had great compassion for the people who came to Him. He saw how desperate they were to be in His presence. People had faith that Jesus could help them, that He could heal them. And they acted on that faith by doing whatever it took to get to Him. The paved roads today between the towns and villages around the Galilee are hilly and windy. I cannot imagine walking up and down dusty roads carrying sick loved ones to Jesus. Though perhaps you think, well, duh, Christine, if Jesus was in my next town, I would take my sorry tail over to Him to heal me too. But don't you see? Jesus is closer than the next town. And He has invited you to come to Him in prayer. Anytime, day or night, no matter where you are, to talk to Him, bring your needs, your worries, your sicknesses, your concerns, and He will hear and respond. What's more, He longs to give you good gifts, just as a loving father does his children. One more thing to be noted about the sick who came to be in Jesus' presence. They reached out and touched Him, even if only to touch the hem or fringe of His robe. Prayer is reaching out for God, and it is that access point where heaven touches earth, where we maintain our lifeline with our Creator, our Savior, and our Redeemer. We have been discussing what it takes to live a resilient, thriving life. For the Christian, that certainly includes seeking Jesus Christ. And Jesus is our role model in seeking the Father in prayer. Why, Jesus made prayer a priority. Ponder that for a moment. Friend, I must say it brings a smile to my heart and my face when I picture Jesus climbing the Galilean hillside to find a place to pray. With nature He created all around Him. Do you think Jesus grinned when he watched a mother bird feeding her young in the nest? Do you think he laughed when he watched the antics of chickens? One day, we will hear Jesus laugh, and I think that will be quite glorious. A precious memory I carry in my heart is sitting and praying on the hillside of the Mount of Beatitudes, looking out at the Sea of Galilee. Accordingly, I love talking with the Lord from a place of prayer in my backyard, lakeside, on a snowy mountain, and certainly at the beach. God listens, and he is ready to answer you. Ask him. If you are broken or worn out, just cannot form the words, reach out in faith and picture yourself touching him. That too is prayer. We cannot finish well or live with resilience in this life absent the peace we will only know through time spent with God in prayer. Amen.
Song is a singing, the whole house is resting, and she's thanking God for those fast asleep lessons. My look like she ain't doing much, but she's moving mountains because that's the power.